Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Ryan.
I'm Nick.
Say that again.
I'm Nick.
So the listeners can hear you.
I can't.
I'm Nick.
And this is an Aliku Studios Gaiden.
Gaiden.
Hello. Welcome to Wednesday.
Hey, what's up?
It has been a weird week.
Yeah.
Anything happen to you on Monday? Because my weirdness was mostly on Tuesday.
What was Monday?
I don't know.
What was Tuesday?
Yesterday, that was Tuesday, because, yeah. I went to a food show in Secaucus.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
I think it was in the hotel.
What was that?
Right. It was in a hotel right next to the exhibition center, where I think Manga Next was held. I recognized the hotel lobby, and I think that's where they did sign-in and stuff. Or tickets, maybe.
Cool.
I was just like, wait, I remember this place. Yeah, right there. Right there is where we took a picture of Nick perched on that little banister thingy like an asshole.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's something I did in youth.
Have you, I mean, you go to car shows and stuff. You ever been to a food show?
Does that weird, like, Taste of the Town thing that they do over at St. Stephen's count?
No.
I haven't been to that.
No, this was like a corporate food show.
Okay.
Like it was being run by Roma and AFI?
Okay.
Not the band, the food seller.
Okay.
And like...
So it's not a fire inside, but
no,
a food inside.
A food inside. Okay. That's their mission statement. We desire to put a food inside your customers. They had 6 floors of hotel rooms booked.
Wow.
And each one was just like a different, you know, it was just a different room with like 2 representatives from some company that works through the vendor. So it's just like, yeah, this is the Heinz room. This is the so-and-so sanitary gloves room. This is the White Took French Egyptian imports room.
Okay. Just for...
And then on the ground floor, there was just like... I don't know why they didn't have rooms up top, because... No, because they're doing more cooking and stuff. They just had like... Okay, on one side, you could get like a foot-long, 100% Black Angus hot dog.
Oh, God.
And on the other side, there was this dude who was... they were selling like Asian sauces. And I had a salmon crusted in sesame, barely cooked.
Oh.
It was delicious.
Huh.
But it was weird.
Just like all open food?
Yeah. And at the end, there was like a cocktail hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty great.
Yeah. Like I was just wandering around. I was like, hey, what up with this? And he's like, yeah, I'm from CAC. We make ceramics and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I'm from a cafe. We don't, like, buy from you guys, but this is some good stuff. And he's just like, oh. I was there under the name of, where's my tag? I still have the tag in my pocket because I wore these pants yesterday. Jim Constanti of the Americata Diner.
Okay.
Because my dad couldn't convince his boss to go.
Okay.
But you get discounts and stuff from the dealers if you register to go to their show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, that's the way you get into some of those.
Because, like,
things.
I was just kind of wandering around. Like, I have no reason to be talking to any of you guys. I don't do the buying for, you know, the cafe or anything. I'm just...
You're a field reporter. You're there to make sure what's good.
Yeah, let me try that lemon milfoy cake. Yeah, it's good shit. That's good.
See, no, that's why you got to carry around a clipboard and just always just, like, go, yes, okay.
I had my little black notebook. I was taking notes, like, many severe Italian men.
Excellent notes. Now, no, if people think they're being judged, they will try super hard for you.
Yeah. Like, the level of salesmanship was just ridiculous. Because, like, these people, their goal was, like, we just need to get you to take this sales sheet and say that we'll talk to your distributor or whatever, your guy. Because the way it works is, like, every business has a specific salesman who's an intermediary between the business and the distributors.
Right.
And they, like, can set prices and stuff. Like, my dad was talking to this one guy. He's all like, man, I gotta get some fucking coupons and stuff, because, like, that Grande cheese mix is up to, like, $3.17 a pound or whatever. Or not a pound, but, like, for a portion. I think it's, like, a... I don't know.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, dude, what? My guy gets it for me for, like, $2.79. And I'm just like, how the fuck does this work? This is ridiculous. What is going on?
Did you...
So I was just adrift in this whole system that I had, like, no knowledge of and no investment in. Just kind of like, yeah, what up with this? What up with this? And what up with that? I'm going to go on vegetable safari and get a hat and a stuffed monkey.
Vegetable safari?
Yeah.
Wait, that was an actual thing?
Yeah. What Big Ed.
Was it a good monkey?
I don't know. I didn't actually get a monkey. I got a hat, though.
No, the hat's pretty cool.
Yeah. Big Ed. Vegetable safari.
Jeez.
It was weird.
Right. I think I remember what I was doing Monday and Tuesday now.
Yeah?
I think Monday I spent all day waiting for Jill to not have some sort of family drama so we could hunt monsters.
Oh, yeah. That didn't happen.
And then Tuesday I watched cartoons.
So not much weirdness on your end.
It was kind of weird. I haven't watched cartoons in, like, a long time. Just, like, sit.
You watch some Adventure Time?
No, I miss Adventure Time.
Regular show?
I was watching some Gundam Wing and some Reboot.
Damn, where did you, like... Do you have a time machine TV?
No, I have, like, the two complete box sets of Gundam Wing.
Oh, okay.
Reboot, I acquired, because...
It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, the first two seasons are on Netflix,
mm-hmm.
which is sort of strange because there was like 3.5 seasons because the fourth season was really like two movies that they released episodically in syndication.
Okay.
It's weird going back and just like watching it in one sitting because, like, first of all, that show is really, really good.
What's the deal with that show? Like, all I remember was like there was some guys and one of them has a thing in his arm called Glitch. And sometimes the user comes in and wants to play a game, but he's kind of a dick and like a hacker or something and fucks stuff up.
No, apparently that's just the way that games work in this world.
Is that they fuck shit up? They like impose their reality.
If the user wins, then wherever the game landed, because the game has like physical dimensions,
yeah.
Wherever the game landed gets nullified, and just any people who were in it become nulls, which are like lifeless, soulless entities. Or, like, bodyless, they're kind of just, like, little blobs that like, to sap energy from still-existing creatures.
Gross.
They're kind of like zombie slugs.
So...
And the whole area is just raised to the ground.
So, like, if you're good at video games, your computer will just eventually be a bleak, desolate wasteland?
Will just destroy itself on the inside, yes.
Okay.
Which I can kind of believe, because my computers... I'm pretty good at video games, and my computers seem to kill themselves with time.
Dude, you're, like, totally shit at League of Legends, and you had some kind of weird audio shit going on today with League of Legends.
And with
Maybe
iTunes.
If you were better at video games, that wouldn't happen.
Maybe.
Man, I was playing a little TF2, I think it was Monday night, and, like, I'm just on, like, some pub server, and, like... I went around, they get auto balance to this team that's just, like, totally, like, it was stacked, like, it was just super shitty. And this one guy was like, dude, scramble teams, scramble teams, scramble teams. And I'm just like, nah, just be more good. And he's like, well, why don't you be more gay? And then he quits.
All right.
And I was like, okay, one down.
You know, that's a good thing to see.
Yeah.
When the people who are losing give up.
Nah, that, it's wow.
Up in the...
I made a big noise right there. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Big man, big noise.
Whoops.
I'll sit
back here.
That means you're a big noise.
Now, like, playing on the pub servers, like, it was weird because, like, sometimes you see people that are like, GG, well played, guys. And I'm just like, this is TF2. We've talked about this before. But you'll also see, like, way more rage quitting than I've ever seen in a video game ever.
Yeah.
Like, I can see why games that rely heavily on matchmaking chastise players for, like, leaving early. Like, you know, you play Call of Duty or whatever, and it's like, hey, you sure you want to leave this game? You're going to, like, sacrifice your play-to-game bonus. It's like, no, that's okay.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, if you can just, like, I'm not winning this game. That's not very fun. I'm going to go back to the menu and find another game. And, like, it's not something you have to do. It's just, like, press the matchmaking button. Now we're matchmaking. Good job.
Yeah.
So, like, I can see why those measures are in place in other games.
Well, also because TF2 doesn't have, like, a ladder and nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like, it's really helpful when nobody cares.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a lot easier. This understanding extends to all things.
Like, that game tracks a lot of stats, but it doesn't give a fuck about whether or not you win games.
Yeah.
Man. Like, the closest thing is, like, sometimes when you're on a load screen, it will tell you among your friends who had the most duels.
Yeah, I'm getting that a lot. Can you, like, start a duel with a person or something? Or is it, like...
You need a dueling minigame item.
Oh, okay.
They come in, like, a little five-use thing.
Okay.
I don't know if they drop. I know you can get them from the store or you can uncrate them.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
Because apparently one of my friends has, like, 17 season wins.
Dude, one of my friends has, like, 144.
Your friends play a lot more than mine do.
Yeah, I know. Oh, no. God damn it. God damn it. This podcast is over. No, I was about to say something. Yeah, the way it works is just, like, you challenge someone to a duel, and then they accept it or reject it, and then it's just, like, it tracks your kills against each other, and at the end of the round, whichever one of you killed the other one more gets a point.
Okay.
And then you get, like, a dueling badge, and as you win more duels, it becomes shinier.
It gets bigger until it just, like, weighs you down in the front, and your character just constantly tilted forwards.
It's like a little thing. It's like a little thing you can clip on a hat, mm-hmm. and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it just covers your face.
Until it is your hat.
No, until it's your face.
Oh, okay. You know, that'd be pretty cool. Speaking of, like, dueling... Ever since, like, last week when we played a little bit of Dynasty Warriors Gundam 2.
Yeah.
Then Joe came over and we played a bunch. And then the day after that, I played a shit ton.
Yeah, here you got, like, the Zaku tank.
Okay, so the way that works, and this is kind of cool in that game, like all of the available pilots, just, like, their trademark Gundam is their select. So that's why you have Miliardo and you have the Epion. You have Hero, you have the Wing. You have Kira, and you have the Strike Infinity Justice Moe Moe Gundam, whatever.
I think that's a fair assessment. Yes. Okay.
You get that other dude. You get a bear guy. Bear guy's going to be in, like, one of the new Super Robot Wars game or something, I heard.
Seriously?
They're putting him in a game.
From
it was in Japanese, so it may have been gags, but...
Bear guy.
But yeah, so then, like, the way that it works, it used to be, like...
You get, like, pilot licenses.
Well, when you... It used... In the first one, it was when you beat an ace, he had a chance to drop either, like, a full heal or a part. And then a part would just be, like, something that you would add on to your robot and make it better. The way it works now is you defeat anybody, and they have a chance to drop a part of the robot that they were. So the idea is that if you defeat, like, a certain model enough times...
Oh, so you just defeat a shitload of Zaku tanks, you get all the Zaku tank parts?
Right.
And then you have a Zaku tank.
Yeah, because, like, for all the trademark... For, like, the character Gundams... It'll, like, you get, like, rank 0, so it's, like, okay, default stats, and then you build up from there. But for all of the little guys, you need to collect all of the parts for them. So now I have the gun tank, the gun cannon, the GM, the command GM, the Rick Dom, the Rick Diaz.
Oh, the command GM. Is that the one with, like, the cannon?
No, that's the one that has, like, a smoother shield.
Oh, okay.
I don't know too much about that. That might be, again, from Zeta, which I don't know much from.
No, it's probably, like, from, I mean, it's just Universal Century stuff.
I guess. I want to get a goof so bad.
Yeah.
But then it's cool, because then what they do... I got the ball!
Yeah.
God, the ball and the Zaku tank are such shit.
Does anyone like the GM? Because, like... Or the Jimu, whatever you want to call it. Because, like, everybody fucking loves Zakus. I love Zakus.
Yeah.
It seems that some people love the ball. I love the ball. But, like, does anyone like the Jim? I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's like... It's the most generic thing.
Yeah, it's like, it's a Gundam, but it sucks. And it just looks like a big,
like,
white, flat thing.
Like, nobody ever had, like, a custom GM.
I'm sure someone had a custom Jim.
I mean, the closest maybe is, like, in 08th MS Team, where they had, like...
Nah, that was the Gundam ground type.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, theirs was, like, the compromise between the Gundam and the GM.
Yeah.
So it was, like, special edition.
Which was also totally sweet, because it had, like, that weird launcher thing in the chest.
Yeah. Man, that's that is still, like, the best Gundam show to me.
I still haven't finished it.
It's really good. There's a goof.
Like, it's super short. I don't know why I don't watch it. I was watching Bakemonogatari.
But yeah, so, like, I got all of those now, and, like, I've been playing as Miliardo. He's up to level 23 now, and he became a cyber new type, so now he can use new type Gundams.
You can do that?
Just this, there was this thing, it was like, listen, you've defeated, like, a shit ton of guys. You're really good. Would you like to join an experiment? We'll make you a new type, and then you can use bits. And I was like, fuck yeah, sign me up. But it's also kind of weird, because apparently, like, they've done this, like, it's not exactly like a branching story path, but apparently what happens is, like, my inbox, like, because you read, like, the emails you get, and that'll give you new missions.
Mm-hmm.
But my inbox is just full of messages from a whole bunch of, like, different character groups just being like, hey, help us out. Don't you think that, you know, the space noids should be free? And if you say, yeah, I think that, then they're like, good, you've joined up with the space noids. This is the path you will follow for the rest of the story. And it's like, you know, don't you think we should rebuild Zeon? It's like, yeah, sure, all right, you're with Zeon for the rest of the story. It's like, hey, do you know what a Gundam fight is? Yeah, you're a Gundam fighter for the rest of the story. So, and that's, like, cool, and I guess that changes things, but I'm just, like, not answering any of those, and I'm just being sort of, like, Freemason, I guess? No, not a Freemason, it's something else. I'm just going, but then, like, and it's weird, because there's, like, you know, a lot of, like, special condition ones, like, there's, ones that force you to use, like, GMs and Zakus.
Yeah.
Playing as a Zaku tank, such butts. Like, yeah. You feel like a Roomba, because the Zaku tank's head is at crotch level for every other robot.
Yeah.
And you don't get any Y attacks. You just get X'd, like, 11 times.
For real?
And that's one 11 times of X, like, sequence, is enough to kill one guy.
Oh.
One little guy.
How are you supposed to accomplish anything as a Zaku tank?
Running around a lot? Man, and he's so adorable, because when you hold down the boost, his, like, whole upper torso just, like, sort of kicks back, and he gets pulled along until you stop when he flings forward and then rights himself. It's so adorable.
Poor little guy.
And then the one that I just did is, like, you have to use sort of, like, a mass production Gundam and defeat the Big Zam.
Okay.
It's really hard. Like, I'm gonna need help with that one.
Okay.
But yeah, that game,
I mean,
is, like,
if, as long as you're doing the thing, like, I can just be whoever else, right? Like, when we were doing Char's story, I was just always the Turn A Gundam because it has the Hyper Hammer.
Well, no, that's the thing. Like, because it's that only, like, even if we do it together, like, we'd either have to be both Zaku tanks or Zakus or whatever. Like, we can mix it up, but we have to be the sort of mass production ones.
I'll be a Zaku too.
But I like it. It finally gives you a sense of perspective.
Yeah.
And it also finally lets you play as a ball, which is what I thought was really missing from the first one.
Yeah.
And then, like, you're getting licenses. Like, you have to make friends with certain characters by, like, being on their sides and, like, rescuing them if they're about to die. And then when they like you enough, then you get a special mission that's usually, like, you know, fight with them or defeat them in battle. And then they'll be like, all right, you can use our robot now. And then that just goes into your repertoire.
Rad.
That, like there's sort of... The game has a lot of trouble sort of telling you how the mechanics of the game work.
Yeah.
But...
I had no idea what the fuck everything was.
But there's, like, enough more from the first one, and they're sort of, like, complex enough that it's actually pretty cool, and you really get to handle on it pretty quickly.
Like,
and
did you ever figure out if there was a way to actually, like, store parts and, like, swap them around?
No.
Okay.
Well, here's, like, the other thing. So, like, the way that lab works, it did ask you for a specific part, and if you have that part, then you can turn it into them. But that's the thing. It'll take it off of whatever.
And what does it do if you give it to them?
It depends on, like, there's three options where they'll ask for it. There's like, attachment, where they will put something on it, which sometimes is, like, you know...
It'll just make the stats better?
Or not even that, but sometimes it'll be, like, you know, increase speed on this unit, increase the power of your third Y attack, you know, stuff like that.
Weird.
Well, they have one for, like, first, second, third, because, you know, different robots, different Y attacks, different purposes. So, like, you know, with the Epion, it's always, like, I always use the third or the fifth and pretty much nothing else. But, like, it'll attach one to those and then return it with that on it. The other one is just, you know, upgrades. It's like, we're just going to push all of the stats on it up a little bit. And then the other one is, like, take this, and you're going to get a different part back from it.
Huh.
So, like, if you turn in, like, a Zaku part, you might get a double Zeta part back or something like that.
Yeah, because the way that you get parts is just, like, at the end of the mission, it's just like, yeah, over the course of the mission, we found these parts. Do you want to swap them out?
Yeah.
And that's the only time that you get to see, like you either swap them out there or they disappear forever.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, eh.
It's kind of weird. And then, the other thing that this means is that, like, I turned in a Zaku part or a Zaku tank part.
And then you didn't have the Zaku tank anymore.
I gave up that part, and I couldn't use that Zaku tank part until I got it back next. But then it was better. Or you just go out and fight more guys. I mean, Dynasty Warriors, it's not like there's a lack of these guys. And they have special collection missions, which they just say in the description, like, this is a mission where you will fight a shit ton of GMs and balls. And another one's like, in here you're going to fight Zakus and Goofs. Do you need Zaku and Goof parts? Play this mission.
I want Goof parts.
I really want Goof parts, too.
So play that mission.
Yeah.
Don't be in doofus.
It's not actually a Goof's not in. It's just an example, but that
Wait,
idea.
What? There's no Goof?
No. I mean, there's no Goofs in that mission. Oh. I only have like the two missions. Just like, whatever. But yeah, that game. That game's pretty good. They're coming out with the third one. I know eventually. Unless it's already out.
Does two have like the same sort of like original storyline that one did? Because one had, like, that bullshit with, like, the Musou Gundam and an evil planet and stuff. Well, two have something similar?
That's what all these mission things are, where you can make Miliardo into a cyber new type. It's sort of like, it's more like, you know, like a campaign where you get to sort of choose who you're siding with and do all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Instead of just some wacky setup.
I like the wacky setup, though.
Wacky setups are created through your actions.
Because it's just like, there's an evil planet, there's a Samurai Gundam. It wants to fight everything. Everyone fight him.
I don't know. Like, that was a part of that that I really wasn't down with. Because it, like it sounds kind of neat, but it was really slapped on.
Yeah.
Like, I think you can get the Musou Gundam in this one somehow, actually.
Okay.
I feel like.
Rad.
I don't remember. But yeah, I've been playing some of that. I beat Rock of Ages. The storyline, at least. And I have, like, two achievements left. One is, like, gold medal on all the time trivals, and the other one is the online one.
Trivals?
Trivals? Time trivals? Yeah.
Man, that game is still, like, so close to brilliant.
Well, I mean, the thing is just, like, when you realize that the winning strategy is be good at monkey ball.
Yeah.
And just skip the track. And, like, looking at some of, like, the time trial stuff, I don't know how people get 16 seconds on the first track. Like, I'm good at that game. I can't beat 20 and change. Like,
they roll better.
No, they're, like, bouncing or, like, evoking physics. Evoking physics. Yeah.
They're better at rolling.
Maybe. Like, it stops being rolling at that point. It's like... It's like, okay, you know how there's people who, like... Like, juggle. Like, to say, like, they're better at rolling would be, like, to say that...
A juggler is better at throwing things.
No, like, a juggler is better at juggling, and, like, he starts juggling bowling pins and then chainsaws and then flaming chainsaws. But these guys are getting better at rolling in the sense that getting better at juggling is, like, the guys who start bouncing five or six balls off multiple walls in a room in a constant stream and then starts playing a song out of it.
Okay.
Those are wild. Dude in a triangle. And then the other thing I got is Gundam Wing, which there's like,
what'd you think of Dominion?
Oh yeah, Dominion.
The League of Legends Dominion thing still not out, but they have started doing little closed or open tests during non-peak League of Legends hours.
Yeah,
which
like
was
this
like
morning.
This morning at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we played a couple games of that.
I'm terrible at that game.
Just super bad at that game.
Yeah.
Or at least you think so.
No, I am.
You did better than that, Ash.
That second game, I got 0 kills and 0 assists.
Oh. Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
Be better at video games.
Just that one. Except I could just play less of that game. It seems...
It moves super fast, and I'm really not familiar with it yet, so, like... it's just kind of turned to fluff in my head.
Well, I mean, like, it seems all right. It definitely... It's kind of weird, because if it weren't for the draining health aspect, like, the draining main health aspect, then it would be very much like just a two-path, like, a two-path regular map.
Well, I mean, kinda. I mean, you can move through the center and everything. There's buffs and stuff in there.
Yeah, there's, like, speed buffers in the middle.
Yeah.
You just walk through it, go faster for a little bit. That's kind of neat. But I don't know, like, it's like they built something that they knew people, because, like, the thing that about it is, like, you still get that, like, you're just pushing around the giant circle, and that's all you do the whole game. And that is very much what I think LoL players like. It's about pushing, and if you're running one direction, then sometimes you have to run backwards because they started eating your butt because you were pushing too hard on the other side. It's, you know, it's like a two-headed snake. Eating each other's butt. Wait, a two-headed snake wouldn't have a butt at all.
It's two-headed snakes trying to eat each other's butts.
And faces.
And just floundering.
Because they don't have any butts. Yeah, like, if anything, like, the draining health is only because they didn't want you, twofold, they didn't want you attacking a central base at either end. And because they wanted it to have, like, a way for it to end. Because otherwise, you know, it's now a circle of just pushing and capturing nodes, which... could go on forever.
Yeah.
And I bet some people would like that, except then there's no real goal.
Man, speaking of some people would like that, I've been playing Minecraft recently. You've been playing Minecraft recently. There's the big...
I got it to work by reinstalling my current drivers 3 times.
Okay. Good.
What the fuck?
Good. Like, all the new stuff, super rad. You can, like, sprint now. It's got creative mode where you can fly and you have everything.
Yeah.
You gotta eat food sometimes.
Like...
you level up and it doesn't do anything.
All of my old world, I loaded one up and I just have full bars. Like, I didn't even realize what the bar was because it wasn't changing.
Bar of what?
That green bar.
I think
it's your experience bar.
It is.
Okay.
When you kill guys, they drop little orbs and that fills up the bar.
Oh,
and when it gets all the way to the top, it flashes a little and doesn't do anything.
Yep. I kind of like that.
But, like, got the new mob, the Enderman. It's pretty cool because, like, it just kind of wanders around and moves blocks around. And then when you stare at it, it attacks you and teleports around like an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But then Notch said he wants to take away its ability to move blocks because people complained about it.
Yeah, but that's... I don't know, I kind of like that idea. I kind of like the idea of just moving blocks in the first place.
Like, it's super cool, because one, it's just kind of weird, like, why are you moving blocks? Why are you doing that? Only I get to move blocks. Why is this happening? And it's like, you know, they could actually just strangely deface your stuff. Like, they do it slowly enough that you're not just going to, like, you know, walk home one day and find your entire house is gone. It's just like, maybe your wall is, like, pushed back by a block in one place, but, like, apparently people are just complaining to him constantly about it.
Yeah.
Which is super disappointing.
When I see him tweet on Twitter, he seems always so chipper,
mm-hmm.
but he is the creator of something which became extremely popular. The only thing that makes me think of is, like, there must be so many people publicly bitching at him all the time.
When,
like,
I started following the fucking Dwarf Fortress tag on Tumblr,
half
of it was these two guys having this retarded back and forth where one of them was just like, man, Minecraft is shit. He doesn't deserve to be popular. Dwarf Fortress did everything Minecraft did better. And, you know, and then someone else is just like, they're not really the same game at all, like, yeah, I guess they're, you know, square-based and you can build things, but, you know, one is a complex social, economic, military simulation, and the other one is, just moving blocks.
And to be fair, he has publicly said that, like, yeah, I was inspired by Dwarf Fortress. I wanted to sort of make that, but in a first-person thing.
Yeah.
And then he kind of did, except for the whole socioeconomic part, but definitely the making dungeons part.
Yeah.
Have you encountered any of, like, the randomly generated buildings or dungeons?
No.
Because that's...
I haven't done a lot of exploring. Mostly I've been, like, building stupid things and blowing stuff up.
Yeah.
I made a piston-based timer.
Okay.
That causes a retractable bridge to attract to go out and then retract super fast, and also make a couple dispensers on the other end shoot arrows constantly, because I was just like, what can I do with this?
Okay.
I can make a bunch of pistons go ka-chunk, 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 ka-chunk.
I actually kind of want to play around with pistons and lava-based lighting.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just
see. See, I just have lava-based lighting.
I know, but I want to have, like, because I had to do that once. We were trying to figure out how to make a single switch, like, control indoor-based lighting, where it would pull out one block and then push a light, a glowstone, into that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't figure it out because of, what do you call it? Because the way that it would work is that when you flip it one way, like, it would work correctly, but then the other way it would work incorrectly because the one that has to move second would try to move first.
Why do you use two?
Because that way it would remain flush.
Oh, okay. See, the way I'm thinking of it is just have a glass panel in your wall, and then behind that have a stack that's on the bottom sticky piston, and then glowstone, and then stone. So when it's inactive, you just have a glass pane looking at a rock, and it's like, whatever. But then when you activate it, it pushes the whole thing up, and then there's glowstone behind it.
Yeah. See, that would be the... Except I thought that didn't work because you would only pull back down the bottom one.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
I mean, that's the unless you use gravel, because gravel falls.
Or you could use gravel, yeah, there you go. Bang. Bingo.
Except that's still not...
Bongo. That's not exactly what you wanted.
Well, yeah, he wanted it to pull out one from the wall face and then put a glowstone into the wall face.
Okay.
And the solution was, like, use two X two X and switches.
Yeah, you put some logic in there that makes it work.
Yeah, but, that was actually fun, because I was just like... Okay, you've presented me with a problem. I'm going to go grab a legal pad. I'll be right back. Here's your solution. And they were like, what is this? And I was like, logic. But just playing around with that stuff, I made, like... I think on the server somewhere, I actually made, like, a science room that's just sort of this big corridor filled with redstone.
Yeah, I remember that.
I actually made it so it, like, a single switch would push a hidden bridge out of the wall and open the door. But more to the point, like, I really want to check out, because I'm kind of curious what designs he used for randomly generated buildings.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen any. I found a couple of ravines.
Mm-hmm.
They were underground.
That's cool.
I've seen from the wiki a couple places where, like, ravines carved through abandoned mines, and so there's just, like, floating mine tracks in the air.
Hmm.
And just like, whoops.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. A flood happened. Oh.
Yeah. But I mean, that's
any plans on putting the server back up?
Yeah, but now I'm sort of fighting with myself because I really don't know if I want to do
creative or
survival. Because I've only played creative since I've got it working again. Mm-hmm. Like, I jumped into the normal just because that's what my old maps were, but then I was like, oh, wait, I can do creative because now I can fly and have infinite resources. And that's what I hated about survival, with that I didn't have infinite resources.
I mean,
I just like making shit.
Honestly, I think the best of both worlds is just like have it be survival and then just give people stuff when they ask for it. Like,
yeah.
You know, you're running the server. You can just be like, I don't know, hell, I'd help you do that. Just do like some inventory edit shit and just like put a bunch of boxes full of stuff in a centralized warehouse and just be like, okay, you need stuff? Go there. You want to go out into the world and get stuff? Well, it's there for you, too.
or kind of like what I want is, and I don't know if how you would do this yet. I'm sure there's going to be a way with the whole community. But, like, I kind of just want to run, like, creative mode for a while and then just be like, all right, I'm building everything. Like, here's my base. Here's some boxes. Here's some everything. Here's my bed. Here's my cool, you know, sky castle and, you know, cart pathway. And then turn it on to survival mode.
I thought you were able to switch it.
Not that I can see so far, because it's something that you pick at
World Gen. Okay.
Yeah. And then the other thing is the whole, like, hunger thing. Apparently, like, on easier difficulties, it still shows hunger, but it just sort of automatically refills it, and you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Because Caitlin has been playing survival on peaceful, and so there's no monsters, and it shows hunger, but every time she gets hungry, she's just not hungry anymore.
Okay. Huh.
Like, there's some interesting things going on there, but... like, I don't know. Like, why does this game gonna have experience points?
I don't know.
Like, that just seems... I'm not gonna say it seems counterintuitive, but just very... like, that was sort of the point of the game, is, like, everything that you do is through, like, you know, the things that you gather, and, like, you don't really have experience because it's just how many items do you have, that's how much experience you have.
Yeah, like, I don't know if it's going to be the sort of thing where, like, you level up and it's like, increased attack power, more health. I have no idea. I've heard nothing about it, and I was honestly really surprised when I learned that it existed.
Yeah. But, and, like, the only thing I can think of is, like, well, you just make the character sort of base abilities better. So, like, if you level up and now, you know...
you can jump farther?
Like, yeah, I mean, like, jump higher, run further, you get hungry less often, breathe longer underwater.
Breathe harder?
Breathe harder! That was a sequel to Breathe.
Yeah.
Or, like, even just, like, you know, put some minor multiplier on tool abilities... so that way, regardless of what tier you're using, it works a little bit better. But at the same time, it's like,
why?
Yeah, why do that anyway? All you're doing is making it, you know, take longer and harder for people getting into it to do. Like, maybe then it'll make it feel better once you get to a higher tier because, what do you call it? Because then it'll be... then it won't feel as weird if you start at the lower level, and it just seems weird because we're coming from this point of, this is how it works, why you're going to make it dumber.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, he also hasn't done it yet. And I would not be surprised if at some point it was just like, yeah, experience was dumb, we're taking that back out. Like, yeah. I'd be happy if he did that, because it really doesn't need
Enderman it. Enderman moving blocks was dumb, we're taking that out.
He made a snowman today.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's craftable. You can place it in a snow biome. It melts outside of a snow biome.
Huh.
It leaves snow where it walks.
It walks?
It moves around, at least. It throws snowballs at enemies.
So...
and not you.
Huh.
But snowballs do zero damage.
But they knock people back.
Kind of. Really, they just draw attention.
That's amazing.
That seems pretty cool. Especially, he posted a picture of it, and it was just like white boxes using the existing snow texture, and then just the shittiest MS Paint happy face on it.
That's fantastic. Is it in the game? Can I make that right now?
No. He made it this morning. I don't know.
I need to look that up. It sounds amazing.
It seems pretty amazing.
Makes me want to find a snow biome.
Yeah. But yeah, if I put the server back up, it'll probably be survival, but I may also do, like, cheating stuff where I may take a creative level, work on it for a while, and then just import it.
Yeah, whatevs.
Or I'll just put up our old server, because we already had shit on there. We got boxes full of shit.
Yeah, but if we don't do a new world gen, then we don't have, like, dungeons and abandoned mines and
Well, that's the thing that I've been curious about for a while, is that, I mean... like, basic world gen, but it still generates new chunks?
Yeah.
Or is the way that it works, like, it has, like, a general world gen that it stores as, like, an idea of what this world will be, and then it creates new...
I have no idea.
Because I kind of get the feeling that if we just load up an old one,
and
then
just start walking,
then it'll start generating things with the new algorithms.
Yeah, and I would like to still have all that stuff, because, like, chiefly my main obstacle in, like, getting back into this game and getting back into Minecraft... Dwarf Fortress.
Yeah.
It's just like, I already did all this stuff. I don't want to have to go do it again.
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing that...
punch the tree, get the thing, mine the rock, get the better thing.
That's one thing that Terraria, I think, really has over Minecraft is that, you know, inventories are tied to people. So I could just be like, hang out, I'm going to go to my offline world and pick up all of my, you know... minecart stuff, and then bring it back here and start building a subway.
That would be nice.
It'd be super nice. I still would like to see minecarts go through portals, because then I would make, like, a sweet jump that starts here, hits a portal, you fall in the nether realm through another portal, and then come out on the other end of the jump, like, a couple of thousand feet away.
That would be really sweet.
Wouldn't that be so sweet? Sweet jumps. Sweet netherworld jumps. Also, what about the sky world?
Yeah, what about the sky world? Get Valve. Valve? Give me the Skyworld, Gabe.
Gabe?
Yeah.
What? He's Gabe Newell. You want to pretend to be Ringo? Yes, I do. God, I love that video.
Speaking of which, in my course of playing TF2 a little bit, I have 3 Shashana Shahnahas now. Do you want one?
Sure. What is it?
It's a knife for the sniper. It does more damage when you have no health and less damage when you have health.
Yeah, okay.
Except it's not cool like the equalizer. It's just like, are you missing 50% of your health? Okay, do 25% more damage. Are you not missing 50% of your health? Do 25% less damage.
Sounds all right. I'd go with one of those.
That's dumb.
No, I like that.
I mean, you already got the other knife, which looks way radder and lets you soak people in piss and basically just one-shot kill most classes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got one that's like, whenever you would mini-crit, do a full crit instead.
Oh, jeez.
I think it does like 130-something damage, so it doesn't one-shot most classes.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous.
I mean, if you cover them in piss.
Yeah.
And you're still a sniper, so you have like 125 health.
They should just give him a super soaker, which takes up both slots, but then just lets you fire a stream of piss.
No, they gave him a rifle, which can't get headshots, but it does cover people in piss.
Oh, so they already did that.
Yeah.
God damn it. How is it a rifle?
It's a dart rifle.
Oh.
Yeah, it's gross.
Oh, God.
It's super gross.
Blah. Yeah, I got... If Minecraft's working now, I think that means Spiral Knights is working, too.
Oh, rad.
So I really want to play some more of that. Okay. And then just feel super sad that Jill is, like, some sort of approaching God tier.
Yeah, she is. She played that game a lot.
Yeah, she did. But it also makes me sort of hopeful, because I'm just going to be like... I'm going to go sort of monk style and just be like, here's what I like. Here's all of my old stuff. Here you go, auction house. Give me too much money.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that'll... I'm just going to put up everything I own for sale with an extra zero on the end from the retail price.
See what sticks.
How much I pull in.
Okay.
Because I already have, like, a ton of things that I could craft, and...
Yeah.
Like, I can just start crafting low-tier stuff.
It worked for me for a while. I was just like, I'm going to make all the poison vaporizers. And I sold a bunch of poison vaporizers, and I used it to buy energy. Okay.
Yeah, it's...
What about Phantasy Star Online 2? It's going to be coming by the end of the year, hopefully.
Yeah. It'd be all right.
Okay.
Big monsters. I saw... Was it at GameStop the other day? Like, I still kind of want to throw, like, a Phantasy Star party, which I guess we'll need to get the GameCube version since the Dreamcast one only lets one player on a console at a time.
Yeah.
But then, you know, just... Like, all right, grab a bag of chips, order a pizza, let's go fight some dragons.
Rock a seal.
Yeah. Rock a robot.
I'm...
Rockcaster. You can't have a rockcaster, can you?
No, you can't.
Okay. That's what I want.
You can have a rock a seal, though.
Except I imagine just like a sea lion with a guitar.
No, it's like,
a rockabilly seal.
No, it's like Dorothy from Big O, but with a gun.
Yeah, that's all right. You don't want to be a giant purple Ava?
No.
Why not?
Because I want to be a rocka seal.
Do you want to be a little Herfderf?
No.
I miss Herfderf. He was all right.
Herfderf?
He was a robot gunner, but I made him as short and wide as possible.
Oh.
And I named him Herfderf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, okay. Like, we're just
unless you want to hear me talk about the balance of Dumb to Banff and Gundam Wing.
I don't.
Then we're done.
Yeah.
Okay. But he jumps out a window.